Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get to our intriguing content today, let me remind you, if you ever have any finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me today, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or on SiegelRadio.com. remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan to save money, with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, take a look at the celebrations of today. National Autonomous Vehicle Day. National Save Your Hearing Day. Speaking Senses Day. Senior Health and Fitness Day. We could do that one. But let's just go with National Macaroon Day. I know I've got a great neighbor that loves those macaroons. Cover them as you wish, but make sure there's lots and lots of coconut on them for him. It's one of his favorites there. So we will go out there. National Macaroon Day. That's the celebration of the day. Did take a look this morning at the market. Down 32. They've been worse this morning. Actually, 16 right now, recovering a little bit. Oil is off $1.61 a barrel. So we've been watching that one for you as well. $2.37.2. It's of a tank of a gallon of gasoline, national average. That's according to AAA here in the state of confusion. Taxifornia, we're $3.908 is our cost right here in the state of confusion. Amazing how we're looking at some of these different numbers. We just like to keep on those taxes. The taxes continue to go up. We continue to watch. No problem there with some folks just enjoying the idea of saying, let's tax a little more. And we've got another tax increase coming. We talked about that one as well. So we're moving right along into the world of additional taxes in California. I have to do some research. I heard Prop 54, and I don't know whether this one is accurate or not. I have not done my own homework, but I was just told recently, Prop 54, they're looking at that would add another $3 a gallon in taxes. Yeah, $3 a gallon, only for the state of confusion because of our Prop 54. So I'm going to look further into that, see what's going on there, try and report on that a little bit too. We are seeing markets, they're a little bit more volatile than we've seen recently. And why is that? Well, it's all the chaos in D.C. And I did notice this morning, it looks like there's unconfirmed, there's more unconfirmed reports. But this one happens to be an unconfirmed report that apparently the president is going to pull out of the Paris Climate Accords. Now, I have no problem with it. I'm looking at the climate change issue. You know something, I want to take care of our planet for our world and for what our kids are going to be. You know, it's about for our kids, really. It's about the kids, the ones that are going to be here longer than you and I. But here's the issue is they talked about with all the money. I'm looking at the Obama administration. They've got plenty of money. The rest of us have to foot the bill. But they were talking about a portion of $100 billion a year being spent on this, $100 billion a year. Obviously, whenever they talk about money being spent, we know who gets to pay the lion's share of all of these different programs. But $100 billion a year, and they said what the benefit is, what we're going to see, will probably be, you ready for this, less than 1 degree change in climate at the end of the century. Really? Does it get back to the idea that maybe we just don't have as much power as we think? Maybe this climate has changed for billions of years, and it's not a man-made issue? Just a question for you. I don't know the answer necessarily. I have my opinions. You probably have yours as well. But it looks like the president's going to be pulling us out of that. And again, it goes back to the same thing. Now, here's the issue, is that the U.S. would be forced to reduce fossil fuel emissions by 30% by 2025. The rest of the world has several years longer than that, maybe decades longer than that, to do anything. So it's basically just an issue against the U.S. basically we also understand that that's the way President Obama negotiated, was anything he could do against the U.S., that was good. If it had something to do that was for the benefit of the U.S., well, maybe he would do it as long as it helped one of the special interests that was his grouping. Just a thought, right? Speaking of special, maybe not a special interest, but let's think about one of the claims that we heard from Hillary Clinton. Yeah, women CEOs. They're talking about this one here. The issue that's coming up on this messaging, well, they're talking that the women CEOs don't get paid what the men do. Well, last year, 21 female CEOs received a median compensation package of $13.8 million compared with the $11.6 million median for male CEOs. Now, yes, there are many, many more male CEOs than female CEOs, but when they talk about the pay equality, that's just another one of those issues that is a talking point that sounds good, but does not have accuracy associated with it. So median income, females is higher on the CEO of the Fortune 500 than there is of the males. Now, if you go to Stanford University, there might be a different conversation there because I think Stanford is one of those schools you can't use the term male or female. It's got to be neutral, gender neutral. So we've got to be careful of that one and how we continue with that conversation right there. Just a thought for you. I'm sure I'll get myself in some more trouble on conversations like that one. But, you know, it is what it is. We kind of carry, just go straight forward. Give you straightforward information on Ron Radio. That is our desire. Not to give you, you know, I'm not going to come here and try and be politically correct. It does not work for me. I just don't believe in that kind of thing. So tell you the way I think it is, and we can talk about it. We can debate it. Ron at ronsiegelradio.com. Go to our Facebook page, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. We are live streaming on Facebook, as we do each morning, so you can get some great information right there. Also, I throw out some commentary on our Facebook channel as well, so you can pick up information from Facebook also to just see what we're thinking, what we're doing throughout the day. You wonder what's going on with Tiger Woods. Boy, it's been a little bit of a roller coaster. Since it came out that he was a serious philanderer, his career really taken a step downward. Not an exciting time in the world. Obviously, you know, people like Tiger Woods, a lot of fame, a lot of fortune. And when you fall off that mountain, he's one of those people that, now, I'm going to suggest, I thought that he was a great role model for the sport. I don't see, or a spokesman, I guess is the right term for the sport. I don't look to some of the athletes and say they should be role models for the kids just because we don't know them. Prior to the fall from the pedestal, we didn't know about Tiger's private life. So you have to wonder about these things sometimes. Home sales in the news as well. Decline again, deepening the housing market funk is the headline. Well, I'm going to suggest to you that part of the reason that the home sales index, the National Association of Realtors, fell 1.3% to a level of 109.8 from a downwardly revised March reading. The index was 3.3 a year ago in April, marking the first yearly decline since December. Economists have forecast a 0.5% increase. Here's the issue. If there are no homes for sale, how in the world do you expect pending home sales to continue to increase? Properties are not available. We've talked about that many, many times, that there is a significant shortage of homes available for sale. If you can't find a home to buy, how pending home sales continue to increase? If you are thinking about selling, this might be the right time for you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk a wine trip. What do you need to know about going wine tasting? Robert Mott will be checking in with us. Why working with a local real estate professional makes all this difference. We're going to talk about why home remodeling is at an all-time high, all that and more. You can read anytime off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, at ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. My message is your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgage.com, the only loan program that I know about that is geared for seniors age 62 or over, lets you possibly manage your Social Security. You can manage your tax liability, give you an optional payment amount, and even helps your cash flow. That is the reverse mortgage. Check it out, AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Why home remodeling just hit an all-time high? Well, there's a lot of folks out there that have decided that they like their current residence. They like the idea of staying where they are, but they need to do some a little bit of work on their property. They need to get some things done. And remodeling might be the right solution for them. There's a lot of contractors out there. There's the property assessed clean energy loan programs. The reverse mortgage actually allows seniors to take some money out of their property to do home remodeling or about just about anything else they want. There are people now that are realizing that they actually have some equity in their property and they can do some of these things that they've been thinking about doing. So couple of the thoughts right there on why remodeling has hit an all-time high. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by aboutreversemortgages.com. Red wine means it is time for our weekly conversation with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. I saw some notes this morning for our wine conversation, and I am really not excited about wine all the time, but this morning I saw that we're going to talk about the time of year to go to wine country and some 15 of them, in fact, steps to a successful adventure. So, holy cow, let's get rolling. I think last year or the year before, when you and I talked about this, it took us like 3 weeks to get through it. But let's
think it's
good. I think you're
yeah, I think
you
want to. yeah. So obviously, I wanted to avoid the 12 steps for a successful wine adventure, but so I won't get into that. But the 15 steps, yeah, there's quite a few of them. And it is the season, It's we're getting into the summer season, the vacation season. People's kids are going to be out of school, all that kind of thing, And we need to start thinking about our wine trip, especially here in California. We have so many great places to go visit. So there's lots of things you should probably keep in mind for this. Some of them are obvious. Some of them aren't quite as obvious. But, a few things that just to make sure that you get going. One of the first things. Because it seems like it's inevitable. You visit these wineries, you're in the spirit of it. You get to talking to the people at the vineyards, and you taste some wine, and some of it tastes really great. You want to take some home. Have an empty box in your car, like a case box or something like that. Otherwise, you'll end up with all these little bags of individually wrapped bottles that you'll be rolling around your car the whole trip. But just grab an empty box as you buy wine. Stick it in the box. That way it keeps it contained and it's not rolling around your car. Number two, hire a car or have.
Before you go on that one, I'll get past number one about the empty box. And I obviously a great idea. Do you need it insulated at this time of year?
Well, the heat is a problem. That's one thing I think it's somewhere down the list when we talk about heat. I think it's number 13 on the list, actually. But,
okay. Jumping the gun.
If it's a warm day, say in the Central Coast or something like that, the sun's really bright, you definitely do want to, want to make sure that you keep your wines cool. And so an insulated box would be great if you could find one. Some people, when it's really warm, what you might think about doing is just getting a big cooler or ice chest. And then put some of those little freezer blocks in it. Those things, those chemical things that you put in the freezer, and just put a few of those in there to keep the temperature down. And you can also contain your wine that way as well to keep the temperature under control. Because the hot car will damage your wine for sure. And like I say, we'll cover that again on number 13. But certainly. What one is that the box is really to keep it contained, and if you're going to be in a really hot climate, certainly think about that large ice chest with some of those little chemical freezer bricks in there just to kind of keep the temps down a bit. So certainly a good thought on your part, Ron. And certainly it's one thing for people to watch out for, and again that empty box thing was one of those things. It's one of those not so obvious things. Most of us just go, and then we end up with all these bottles rattling around the car. But certainly that's one thing to keep in mind there.
Worst thing in the world would be to break one of those bottles.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. You don't want those rolling around and breaking your car, especially. But number two, this is an obvious one. Hire a car or have a designated driver. It's always important while you're out having fun to also be safe as well. And hiring a car is one of those things that's, in the scheme of things, it's relatively inexpensive insurance for what the other side of the coin could be. And we want everybody to be safe out there while they're enjoying themselves. So certainly consider that as pretty high on the list. Actually, I think I lost number three on my list. Sorry. So I guess we only have 14 here. So the next one, which I had number four, I just noticed that. I think I did lose something there. I'll go back and check my notes on that, figure out what happened to it. But go early in the day, especially on weekends. Don't be those people that go have a leisurely breakfast and then a leisurely lunch and then say, oh, well, I'm just going to go out in the afternoon. Well, guess what? Everybody else is doing the same thing. You're going to be out there. The people at the wineries are going to be tired. You're going to have a limited amount of time at the wineries because most of them close somewhat early in the afternoon, between 4 and 5, most of them. Some of them get open a little bit later. But if you go early, the staff is fresher. They are usually a bit more interactive first thing in the morning. You tend to get a little better service, a little better attention. So that's just something to think about, and that way you have a chance to get to those wineries that you really want to visit and actually spend some quality time with them. Number five, focus on smaller places. I mean, there's something comforting and not intimidating about the larger place, about large places, big parking lots. T-shirts for sale, lots of hired help. But to feel that passion of wine and winemaking, it's really important to seek out those smaller places where you can spend some quality time with the people behind the bar. Now, the other thing is that's the smaller places are where, you know, where you find those little hidden gems as well. And those are the ones where you can, you know, come back from the wine country and impress your friends, so to speak. You know, go talk with them and grab your buddies, your wine buddies, and share a bottle with them. And find out that, you know, you found something they didn't know about, you know. So those smaller places could be really, really interesting. And sometimes you can find much, much better wine than some of the very large mass production places. I wouldn't necessarily avoid the larger places, but be sure you focus on getting those smaller ones done. Many times you have to make an appointment with the small ones. Don't be intimidated by that. Call ahead, make that appointment. Number six, sure.
On that one there, one of the nice things is I love that concept right there, the smaller places. In many instances, I think we can go and do a wine tasting at one of the big box stores or maybe a local wine store where they may have some events for some of the big brands that everybody and their uncle knows about. But those small places, you don't have an opportunity even to go see them anywhere else. So I love the idea where you're putting in their focus on those smaller places and absolutely make the reservations ahead of time, especially if you're going within a group, Robert.
Absolutely. And again, like you just pointed out, the small places many times don't have the sales representation that the larger houses have. The larger houses many times are represented by very large distributors, and those distributors pay a lot of attention to them to get their products out because that's where they make their money. The small houses, they don't make nearly as much wine. Sometimes only, you know, 500-600 cases, maybe a few thousand cases, but not that much volume of wine. So they really can't afford that big sales staff. They tend to be much more, they're truly more boutique in nature, and they end up in a few select wine stores, a few select restaurants. But if you really want to dig those out, you know, being there in person, there's just no substitute for that. And the next one, number six, this one's really obvious, I think, to most of us. It's be polite. I know this seems really stupid, but I've literally visited hundreds of tasting rooms over the past 30 years or more, and I'm always amazed how rude the small subset of society could be, people in there. In a small winery, you're likely maybe in somebody's house, possibly talking to the owner or the winemaker, and you're probably getting wine for free or for a very small charge. Be nice. Show them the respect they deserve. Doesn't mean you have to like the wine. Doesn't mean you have to rave over it. Doesn't mean you necessarily have to buy any. But just be polite. Just be that person that no one has a negative memory of when you come in. I can't emphasize that enough.
Let me ask you a question, especially is just from an etiquette standpoint. If it's a wine that I really am not too fond of, is it rude if I pour it out after, take a sip and then pour out the rest of the glass and without saying anything?
No, not at all. In fact, it's kind of expected. I mean, if you go into somebody who's really accomplished oenophile or wine taster or maybe a professional, many times they'll go in, they'll have one sip or two sips, they'll swirl around their mouth, they'll actually spit it out into the dump bucket and then dump the rest of the wine because they know they have a long day in front of them. They want to make sure that they aren't completely intoxicated when they leave the place and that they keep their palate relatively fresh so they can taste more wine. So you're not being rude by pouring out the wine. You could just be, for those very reasons, you're saving your palate for the next wine or the next winery that you go to. And people will understand. Just don't be too, don't make a face and, spit it on the floor or something like that and talk about how bad it is. just take the taste, be neutral about it, maybe say that's interesting or something neutral like that, and then if you pour it out, that's fine. You don't have to like it. There's no reason that you should feel obligated to like the wines.
I want to ask you a couple questions more about that when we come back. Can you stick around with us for another segment, Robert?
Yeah, sure. I'll hang loose.
Perfect. We're going to take a quick break here. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate credits, financial markets, and drinking wine with Robert Mott going on that vacation. So we're going to talk more with Robert when we come back. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. On Twitter, @RonSiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trust and guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. So we are chatting this morning. Robert Mott has joined us for another segment. It's great that Robert joins us every Wednesday morning so we can chat a little bit about our wine habit. So we're talking this morning about wine trips and wine tasting. And we've got these 15 tips that may actually be 14 on tasting wine. But the last one we got to was be polite and you know, we're not looking to disparage anybody. This is somebody's dream. When you talk about, especially if you're going to a small winery where you may be talking to a winemaker, wine owner, somebody's dream right there. So there's no benefit in bashing. But Robbie had made a comment before about the idea that if you don't like it, you know, just be courteous. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. Big question I have, you know, my wife and I, like this last time, I went with, I think there was four or five couples that all went together. And we're comparing notes, and more often than not, we all like the wines. But there was one winery, it's actually one that we've bought quite a bit. And their wine just wasn't all up to par. It got to the very last one, and I think it was more wines that we poured out of this one winery that we love than we've ever poured out before. And we were making comments just amongst ourselves, you know, something. It's not quite up to par what we expect. Maybe we had built it up in our minds. Is that is that being rude to them, you know, just comparing amongst ourselves, or are we better off just saving it till we get home at night, or what are your thoughts there, Robert?
Well, I think as long as you're somewhat discreet about what you're talking about, and again, that's just kind of that mode of being polite, as we've talked about, I think it's okay to compare notes. The other thing too, and I wouldn't go too far down this road at this point, but if you because you can certainly flip the coin and be from a polite customer to the other kind very rapidly is if there's something really wrong with the wine that you're tasting, in other words, maybe it's been opened an extra day or so, maybe it's a little bit oxidized, maybe it's corked. And maybe the person who's behind the bar missed it. I wouldn't go down that road very often unless you were absolutely pretty sure about what you're going to say on that. But everybody's human, and sometimes the people behind the tasting bar sometimes miss the fact they have a flawed bottle of wine. Now, the fact that you guys went through multiple wines and they were all somewhat maybe disappointing or didn't meet what your expectations were, probably tells me, that maybe the wines were relatively newly released or something like that, or maybe there was something, maybe your palates were just all kind of off that one little visit. I don't know. You just never know what the situation is. But and like you said, maybe it's because you built that winery up as being, one of the ones you really, really wanted to visit and the ones that you were expecting, had a relatively high expectation of. But it's not impolite to share your kind of tasting notes along the way. I think it's just I would be somewhat, aware that the person behind the bar probably has bartender ears, which means that they hear everything. So I would be somewhat measured in what I would say to my friends in that case. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. So let's move on to number 7, Robert.
Okay. Be sure and try new and unfamiliar things. And many parts of the country, the grapes that grow best are maybe Native American grapes or hybrids. But, you know, certainly every region, especially in California, has specialties. You know, if I'm in the Central Coast, I may be looking at Pinot Noir or Sauvignon Blanc or maybe a nice Chardonnay. Or you may find some interesting varietals like Viognier or something like that. If you only stick to the grapes you know, you're going to miss out on some regional specialties or things that are particularly stunning examples of those varieties of grapes in the particular region. So don't just, you know, like for me, I'm a Cabernet guy or I'm a sparkling wine guy. If I go in, all I do is taste Cabernet, I'm never going to, you know, broaden my palate, never going to understand, you know, the other aspects of the nuance of the other wines that perhaps are the specialty of the area or the specialty of the winery. So, you know, be sure to try new things. That's the reason you're out there tasting, is to learn, to broaden your palate. So just don't be afraid to try those things that you don't think you're going to like. And you'll be surprised. There'll be many times you'll taste wines that are of your liking and you didn't expect it. So don't be afraid. The next one, number 8 on that list, is have an answer to the question, what kind of wine do you like? Tasting room people always tend to ask this kind of as an icebreaker, but many people aren't comfortable with wine enough to answer that on the spot. Anyway, in any event, I guess it's really good to have that answer ready. Even if it's something just kind of like, I enjoy all wines, what would you like to start with? You know, just kind of putting it back on them. That's okay to say. But if you have certain things that you particularly gravitate toward, many times these wineries have lots of different wines open, and they're trying to maybe tailor the tasting to your particular tastes. So, you know, have that answer ready, depending on how you feel that day and what you really do like. If they ask you what kind of wine do you like, have an answer ready. Number 9, ask where the grapes are grown. Many wineries these days, they grow grapes all different kind of places. They contract to buy grapes grown in different places. Certainly, there's nothing wrong with that. And they do have to say, you know, where the grapes come from on the label. Our friends at the Taxation Trade Board make sure it's done that way. Also, if you're looking at the bottle that you're tasting, that says estate bottled, that's a sign the grapes are probably grown right there on the property, or maybe an adjacent property that the winery owns. So, that's one good question to figure out where the grapes were grown is always a good way to, you know, continue to interact with the staff. Also, just generally ask questions. Don't be shy. If you ask simple questions like, does this look like it's going to be a good harvest year? It's going to be a good vintage? Or what food pairs best with this wine? The pairs that come to the counter will generally appreciate your interest. Don't try to show off, even though I do so once in a while, I guess. I guess I'm guilty of this, asking technical questions about the wine. But, you know, it's always good to ask questions and be interactive with the people behind the bar. You tend to get better service. You tend to get you know, wines that are more to your liking, and sometimes they have a special bottle or two hidden under the counter they'll pull out and share with you if you, again, you're interactive with them.
That's a great point there, Ron.
Yep. Yeah.
That was a great point that you just brought up. I had my two last trips to wine country. I made those kind of comments. One of the places I made a comment that, you know, I'm not a big fan of ports. When they went to port, and I just didn't want to waste because I'm not a fan of ports. And he started telling me about it, and I became a fan of it. Was the Adelaide, the Don Port. Became a big fan of it. And just this last trip, just by being interactive with a gentleman that was at early one of our favorites, I'd never been there before, he started telling me about their Uberoth vineyard that was it's a Peter Uberoth vineyard that they managed for him, and it was not on the tasting, and bringing out a bottle of Uberoth in the forest, and it's a great wine. So exactly what you're saying happens just these last two trips.
Exactly. That's why it's always important to kind of build that rapport with the people back there. You'll get great service, and you'll find those wines that, you know, just generally aren't open. And, you know, guess what? These guys behind the bar, or ladies behind the bar, when they get connected with you that way, and they open a bottle special, you know, in that case. Sometimes they're doing it for multiple reasons, because a lot of times those leftover bottle of really nice wine at the end of the day ends up going home with the staff. So don't feel too bad for them if they do that. So it gives them an excuse to do that.
Absolutely.
So number 11, remember this is a tasting room. It's not a bar. If you want to drink a big glass of wine, go buy a bottle and have a picnic. Even if you're not driving, be careful about how much you're drinking, of course. But, you know, I think the main thing is you're there to taste. You're there to sample. It's not, you know, it's not, you're not there to drink a big glass of wine. Number 12, be careful how much you buy. It's a bad gesture to buy a bottle or two. Kind of go back to the box with the number one, you know. But you shouldn't feel pressured to. Still, we all tend to get a little carried away, and we buy a few more bottles than we intended. And you'll be amazed how quickly those bottles add up. Most wineries now can ship wine across state lines, although it's not really an issue for most of us here in California. You know, it's always a good idea to get this, you know, to make sure you monitor that, you know, your buying habits there. And
well,
number 14, we talked about – go ahead.
On that, you want to make sure that you're present of where you're shipping to, because, again, going into number 13 is weather. You don't want to – I mean, you want to ship a bottle of wine, even if it's from a cool part on the coast – to the Coachella Valley right now, it might not taste the same when you get home.
Yeah, it would probably not make it. And most people would probably ask you where you're shipping it to and make sure that it makes sense given the temperatures. But anyway, number 13, keep your wine. We talked about this real briefly up front. Keep your wines out of the hot car. A car sitting in the sun will cook your wines in no time flat, and just find a way to avoid that, whether that's an ice chest we talked about earlier or what have you. Anyway, be aware, especially this time of year, of the heat. And related to number 12, the one we talked about before about buying too much, you can always ask your winery to ship your wine back to you. If you bought a case or so of various wineries, you might find it easier to ship it back. So if there's a local shipping place that specializes in that, a lot of times the winery can point you that way. Sometimes I've found it where wineries will, you know, if you have an extra bottle or two, they might just, from another winery, they might just stick it in if you bought a lot of wine from them. But regardless, you know, it's always a good idea to have those wines shipped if it's at all possible. And then last, you know, always keep this in mind. Whatever wines you bought at the winery will never taste as good at home as they do in the winery. I'm sorry to end the list with this kind of information, but it's true. When you're there surrounded by the sights and the smells and the sounds of the winery, and the winemaker's there across the bar or somebody who's a good staff member who represents their wine, the wine's, you know, literally in pristine condition, it's never traveled. Generally, the wines taste pretty special. And you just simply can't replicate those conditions at home. But that's exactly why you should go taste wines at the winery as soon as possible, so you get that nice experience. But don't be disappointed. You will be disappointed. They won't be as good when you get them home, but they will still be very good. And maybe give them a little time, they might even be better eventually.
Great information. I love all of those points. And you know, Tommy, you're so spot on. Because when you're at the winery, especially if you're going there with friends and family and loved ones, it's just the mood and the atmosphere that you just cannot replicate. I mean, at home, you know, you're having a good time maybe with some friends or something, but it's not quite the same as being there and just enjoying it. And they've also, like you've shared with us in the past, they've got the right glassware. Everything is pristine. So perfect information, as always, from Robert Mott. Great. We're going to have this posted if you missed it. We'll get it right up there on Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Thanks, as always, Robert Mott. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing the real estate and financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk about why working with a local real estate professional makes all the difference. We'll try and see if we can get into some of the things first. We'll see if you're smarter than the average person when it comes to credit. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or on SiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @ Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 90. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. That is our sponsor this morning for the why working with a local real estate professional makes all the difference. If you've entered the real estate market as a buyer or a seller, you've inevitably heard the real estate mantra, location, 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 in reference to how identical homes can increase or decrease in value due to where they're located. Well, a new survey shows that when it comes to choosing a real estate agent, the millennial generation's mantra is local, local, local. Sensei, a financial wellness online community, recently surveyed over 2,000 millennials ages 18 to 34 and found that 75% of respondents would use a local real estate agent or an online agent, and 71% chose a local lender. Survey respondents cited many reasons for their choice to go local, including personal touch and handholding, long-distance relationships, local knowledge, and amount of hassle. Gloria Lavagnino, co-founder and president of Sensei, had this to say, I'll quote, "We were surprised to learn that online providers are not yet as big a disruptor in this sector as we first thought. Despite purported cost savings, we found that millennials place a high value on the personal touch and knowledge of a local agent. Buying a home for the first time is daunting, and working with a local agent, particularly an agent referred by a parent or friend, radio host, could provide peace of mind. The findings of Sensei surveyed are consistent with consumer trend study, which found that millennials prefer a more hands-on approach to their real estate experience. While older, and I'll quote them, while older generations rely on real estate agents for information and expertise, millennials expect real estate agents to become trusted advisors and strategic partners. When it comes to choosing an agent, millennials and other generations share their top priorities, the sense that an agent is trustworthy and responsive to their needs. That said, technology still plays a huge role in the real estate process. According to the National Association of Realtors, 95% of home buyers look for prospective home neighborhoods online, and 91% also said they would use an online site or mobile app to research homes they might consider. That's why we've put together Nest, N-E-S-T. You can text N-E-S-T to 79564. You're going to be able to put in information about your dream home, how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, what is the square footage you're looking for. Are you looking for a condo or a home, or a single-family residence? Put all that information in there, you're going to get a text message if something new comes on the market. But then what we want to do is connect you after you've gotten a fast pass pre-approval from our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Once you've done that, then the concept becomes, let's put you in touch with a great real estate person. You see, the computer is wonderful, but it's not real responsive, and it can't read your emotions. It does not have any sense of knowledge about you not being comfortable with the situation. It's going to ask you a bunch of pre-programmed questions as if you're the same as every other person in the world. You are not. You are unique. You are individual. Your situation is unique. That's why you want to have that great real estate professional on board to work with you. You're not. We can have a cookie-cutter approach. It does not work that way. The bottom line, any wonder if this tech-savvy generation prefer to work with an online agent or lender, but more and more studies show that when it comes to real estate, millennials want someone they can trust, someone who knows the neighborhood they want to move into, leading them through the entire experience. And I'll share some photos on our social media channels later today about some of the information that what we're finding that millennials and actually more and more people in general, not just the millennials, the 18 to 34-year-olds, but we're finding that some of these groups really want to know about the community. They're wanting to know about the school. They're wanting to know about what is their walk score. Some of these things are much more important to the young people and to in general. Then just tell me what your rate is, or tell me what the price is of the property. Those are issues, and I understand those things. But the whole concept right there is people want to know more than they just want than just a price. You're not going to get this information. How far? Here's the convenience report that we talked about. How far is it to the ATM? How far is it to a cleaner's, medical, gas? How far is it to a gym? To a coffee shop, grocery shop, pharmacy, movie theater. These are the things that a lot of people really want to find out about. How far is it to a dog park? How far is it to a golf course? These are additional parts. They all show up on there. What are the restaurants like? One property that I'm looking at right now, 322 four-star restaurants within 5 miles. And it breaks them down by price point for you also. There's 121 of them that are single dollar. There's 165 double dollar. You got American Rent. These are all things that are coming through in these reports. These are the things that the millennials want to know about. These are the things that we want you to know about. These are the items that great agents have on hand all the time. be sure to set that first radio preset button to come every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And a big thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
I know you're not going to have a fun day, but...
Yeah, not by choice.
No, I know. But you do look nice.
Thank you. Do you have a winner?
We do. Christina was our first place winner.
Nice.
And then Diane was second, and Dan was third.
I want to hear the speaker.
I know. I'm going to have to